Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of our Heaven Bound podcast. This is Jumpstart number 2500. A couple of special things about this. First of all, this is our 150th podcast that we've done for the year. And I thought with the year that we've had this year, I would go back and read the very first Jumpstart from year 2020. And so this is written and published January 2nd, 2020. Our verse today reveals that God has plans for his people. He always has. He has plans for you throughout your life. God has given you opportunities, opened doors, and even put people in your life to help you to build character and become the wonderful people that God has designed for you. As we begin a new year, we think of plans. We do this congregationally, and we do this as a family, and we do this personally. The year 2020 reminds us of vision, foresight, planning, seeing clearly. 2020 is considered perfect vision. We want to hear that from the eye doctor. What a perfect time for a church, for a family, and for each of us to give thought to that concept of proper spiritual vision. Are we seeing clearly? Are we seeing as God wants us to? Do we see what God sees? Sometimes our vision is obscured. Other times it may be blurry. We may only see what we want to see. And one of the hardest things to do is see as God sees things. Our perspective, our spot in the universe, is not always the best view of things. We see things as they impact us and often forget that there are others to take into account. What bothers others may not bother me. Walking blindly through life can cause me to crush the feelings of others and be indifferent to the needs of others. We remember in the judgment parable, Jesus says, "I was hungry and you gave me something to eat." He continues, "I was thirsty, I was naked, and I was in prison." How did some know that? Was it announced at the end of services? Was it listed in the church bulletin? Was a congregation-wide email sent out listing the needs of the week? We know that none of those things existed back then. How did some know that some were hungry? They saw that. How did some know that they were thirsty or in prison? They saw that. They opened their eyes to a world beyond themselves. They had 20/20 vision. We also remember the Lord telling the disciples to lift up their eyes and look on the fields. They were ready for harvest. Don't say that the harvest is still months away. Look now. Lift up those eyes. 20/20 vision sees what others do not see. The Lord had plans for Judah, a way to captivity, but that wasn't the end of the story. They would come back, and from their midst the Savior would come. The Savior would bring peace on earth and a hope of eternal heaven. Good days were still to come. Good days were ahead of them. And now, how about you? What plans does the Lord have for you this year? Don't be thinking in terms of money, buying houses, and getting a new car. Those things don't matter to heaven. What the Lord has in mind for you is walking righteously, sharing the story about Jesus, worshiping passionately, and making a spiritual difference in the lives of others. Think about some of the things the Lord has done for you. First, he has put people in your life that need Jesus. You may be the only believer where you work. Now the situation may be ugly and toxic, and you may hate being there, but possibly the Lord has you there for a reason. You are his bright spot. You are his light in a dark place. Through you, maybe even this year, someone will come to know with a question. Maybe someone this year will see that you are different and want to know more. You may be there for that very purpose. Secondly, he has put tools in your hand that can make a difference. You have a Bible. Every week you get class material, sermons, outlines, and bulletins, and a mountain of tools that can help you and others. In your hands are some of the greatest tools known to man. They can lead one to Christ and change their soul. Thirdly, he has put some of the greatest people on the face of the earth in your life. These people are his people, the people of God. They have made the choice to walk by faith. They are raising godly families. They are encouragers. They are the ones that you can count on. They are the ones who will guide you to God. They are the ones who are not afraid to warn you or even to kind of teach you about things that you need to hear. Fourth, God has put and given you talent that is uniquely you. This talent can encourage others. This talent can teach others. This talent, coupled with your personality and connections, can do what no one else can do. God has plans for you. He hasn't set you free to do whatever you feel like. He has something great in mind. And together with the Lord, great things can be done, even in this year of 2020. And as we wrap this up, we look back. It's been a tough year. There's been lots of things that's been upside down and inside out. It's affected homes. It's affected businesses. It's affected churches. How has the year been for you? Have you kept walking with the Lord? Have you used these opportunities to grow as God wants you to grow? Have you connected and stayed close to the Lord and to his people? The year may not have ended as we wanted it to start, but here we are, and so is the Lord. Give some thought to these things, and thank you for listening.